God's people said.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you for coming today. We had a good time in prayer this morning earlier. And for you that were there, I appreciate you coming. Also, Josh back there got saved just a few weeks ago, and he's learning the Bible and growing. And Lord willing, you pray for him. He wants to get baptized next week.
Amen.
And so I'm thankful for that. Take your Bibles and go to Romans chapter 10. If you're able to stand, let's honor the Lord. Romans chapter 10. Appreciate all your prayers and also your work and labor for the Lord. Labors together with God. Appreciate all you veterans. Robert goes over and plays the piano for the youth department. So he's back. He plays a few songs and comes back. I appreciate him. There's John coming in here. Good to see you, John. Quick announcement. Brother Jay wanted me to make. He got checked out thoroughly at the Mayo Clinic. God's in working, helping him, and I'm thankful for that. But his immune system down a little low. So if he bumps you, fist bumps you or whatever, it's not because he don't want to shake your hand. He's just kind of being protective, okay?
Amen.
So hope I said it right, Brother Jay. All right, Romans 10, you there?
Amen.
Look in verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Will you pray with me? Father, we are thankful to be here in Sunday school today and have a Bible that we can worship you in spirit and truth, Lord, and freedom, and a lot of places they don't have that privilege and opportunity. And I'm just thankful for the Bible. I'm thankful for these dear women and men who love you, Lord, and they want to be faithful to you in all that they do. And Lord, I just ask that you would, Lord, teach today, teach the lesson, be the voice, Lord. And I just thank you for every word of God. Every word is pure and true, you said. So may we love it more in Jesus' name. Amen. One reason we should really love the Bible is because of verse 17. Let's look at it again. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the what?
Word of God.
So we never had the Word of God. How are we going to get saved? It says up in verse 14 of that same chapter, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And there you go, without them being sent. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. And so faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. And so if you're saved, it wasn't the preacher, the priest, or the Pope that saved you. No, we can give the gospel, we can give the Word of God, but it's the Lord that saves you, right? It's Him and Him alone, but it comes by the Word of God. Now, if you go to Revelation chapter 1, there's so many blessings. Here's another reason why we should love the Word of God in Revelation chapter number 1. We were just talking about this with Brother Joshua, how he's getting into a Bible reading habit, and he's also growing in the Lord and in his faith. And really, I'll say it again, your number one priority in life is your walk with God. Your walk with God. And so you need that time alone with God, or you'll run on empty, and you'll dry up and you'll run out. You just can't get enough Bible just by coming to two services or three services a week. You need to be in it all week long. Same with eating, right? You just don't eat one or two meals all week long. You have to eat every day or you'll get weak. And if you quit eating totally, you'll die. So you need to be in this blessed book. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, they shall be filled. Are you in Revelation? Look at verse 3. Blessed is he that what? And they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. So he tells us, we're blessed. You're going to be blessed of God and happy and growing if you read it, if you hear it, and if you keep it. So we're talking about loving the Bible, really loving the Bible. The Bible will change your life. It will. We read a testimony yesterday, and a young man was struggling in his life. He didn't know which direction to go, and things were very bleak, in a lot of depression and things like that. And he got into the Bible and asked God to speak to him, and God did speak to him. And he came out of all of that and now is rejoicing and sharing his testimony with others. The Word of God changed him, and it broke him. And so I'm thankful for the Word of God. And if you really, Joshua came in back there, in my office back there, and he's got his Bible. He's got his pen. He's got his notepad. I said, well, let me see that Bible you got there. And I turned it around, and it's the King James Version of the Bible. We didn't have to straighten that out. But there are a lot of false, there's a lot of phony Bibles, funny Bibles out there. There's a lot of corrupt Bibles out there. They call themselves Bibles, but they're really not Bibles. We don't need a revised Bible. We don't need a redefined Bible. We don't need to rewrite the Bible. We just need to reread the Bible, the King James Bible, because it's the one that's preserved. It's the one that's inspired of God. These others, they have so many omissions. They take out this passage and this passage, a passage about the deity of Christ, and some of them remove almost a whole chapter. I'm talking about these New International Version or the Revised Standard Version or the NASB. And some of these New World Translations, they take out the deity of Christ and they put in all this false doctrine. Stick with the KJV Bible. We need to love the Bible. What's the authority in your life? What is your authority? If you believe something, what's the reason for your belief? Well, you see, you need an absolute authority. You need an absolute standard, and we have it in this precious King James Bible. It tells us all we need to know about God and heaven and hell and the Christian walk. And so it's so precious, and it'll answer your questions for this. It'll give you hope. It'll give you joy. It'll give you comfort. I'm just so thankful we have the Bible. Now, what is the Bible? If you look up the word Bible in the 1828 dictionary, what I got, it's called the book. The book. Now, it's just not some book. It's God's book, isn't it? I believe it's still the bestseller book in the country today, in the world today. And the Bible, if you have a Bible, you're on the road to being blessed. Amen. If you've come to Christ, faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by the Word of God. It's broke down into two major sections. The Old Testament, 39 books, right? The New Testament, 27. And some of you could quote all the books of the Bible. And you say, well, I could never do that. Yes, you can. You can learn that. And you can get familiar with it. Don't be discouraged if you have a hard time finding the books of the Bible. They have an index in most Bibles that show you where those books are and what the pages. Or if somebody wants to give you some assistance in finding that book in the Bible, take their help. Amen? Just be thankful. But I'll tell you this, if you stay with it and stick with it, it won't be very long until you're finding your way around in the Bible. If you're faithful to church, you'll find your way around. And take notes, jot down references, things that speak to your heart. Oh, by the way, this, before you read the Bible, you should always ask the Lord to speak to your heart. Just say, Lord, I'm getting ready to read your word. Will you help me? Will you speak to me today? And he does. He answers prayer. So we have this, the book of the Bible, 66 books. Other names are given for the Bible in the blessed book. One we found in Romans 10:17. So faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So that's one other place. It's not just called the Bible. It's called the Word of God. Here in 2 Timothy. Go to 2 Timothy. Over there in the New Testament. If you find those T's, 1st, 2nd Thessalonians, 1st, 2nd Timothy, Titus, 2nd Timothy 3:16. This is one you should highlight. Keep it handy because it's pretty powerful, isn't it? It's talking about the Word of God. All right, 2 Timothy 3:16. We'll back it up to verse 15. And that from a child thou hast known the what? That's another name for the Bible right there. You have the Word of God. You have the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. When I got saved, I was just given Brother Joshua. I call him brother now because he's in the family of God. He's my spiritual brother. Amen. If you know Christ, you have brothers and sisters in Christ. Christ is in you, the hope of glory. But I was telling my testimony how I got saved. And when that happened, I won't rehearse it again today. Most of you that know me know when I got saved and where it was and all of that. But what happened that day is this. I heard the Word of God. I heard a preacher tell me I was a sinner from the Bible. Show me that I was a sinner. I had a preacher that showed me that good news. How I didn't have to worry about going to hell. Satan wants to put fear in you. He wants to take you straight to hell. That's the truth. But also the truth, Jesus wants to take you to heaven. Amen. He wants to forgive your sin. He wants to give you peace and assurance and a new life. And I found that in the Bible, and I was ready to be saved when I heard it, and I accepted it by faith. Look at verse 16, 2 Timothy 3:16. All Scripture, not just some of it, but every bit. All means all. All Scripture is given by inspiration. The word means God breathed. So it came out of Him. And that's another reason we should love the Bible, because He gave it to us, right? Not some man. And it is profitable for doctrine. That word means teaching, everything you need to know. It's profitable. For reproof, it'll straighten you out, tell you what you're doing wrong. For correction, for instruction in righteousness, and all you need to do is keep it right. That the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. So one name is the Word of God. Another name is the Holy Scripture. We have seen this. Now new Christians, sometime, like I said, they have a problem and they may get discouraged. But if you've been in church any length of time and you've been saved for a good while, you shouldn't have any trouble getting to the verses. And like I say, there's an index there. And so definitely keep working on that. Work on it at home. You should be leading your family in devotions. If you're a man, you're the head of the home, right? And you should help out and have some type of Bible time. And it's kind of something that if you have a Bible devotion with your family, the devil seems to work against that, doesn't he?
Yes, sir.
Especially when the kids are little. Amen. But if you press through that and pray, and while you're reading the Bible, just say, come on over here. Let me give you something to think about. Daddies, you need to be responsible for that. And not just a certain time every single day, but your whole life, okay? I mean, if you take your son or daughter out to breakfast, or you're on the phone, or you're texting them, or whatever, give them some Bible, amen? Give them, speak, let them know your faith. Let them know what mom and daddy's all about. And you can correct them with the Bible, that's for sure, in love. And so, yeah, Give them the Bible. Give them your faith. And they'll get into it more and more. And they'll see what you're all about. The more you use the Bible, the better off you'll be. Now, how did we receive the Bible? Go to 2 Peter. Go over to the right. You'll have Hebrews, James, and then 1 Peter. 2 Peter. How do we receive the Bible? 2 Peter 1, 21. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man. We already read that it was inspired of God. All scripture is inspired of God. It didn't come by the will of man. But holy men of God spake as they were what? Moved by the Holy Ghost. So it wasn't made up by men. It was given by God. Holy men of God wrote the Bible, but God authored the Bible. He is the one. Now, a pen writes it. You got an ink pen? It writes it down. But it only writes down what is you move it to do. Well, see, holy men of God spake, they were moved by the Holy Ghost and they penned it, but God gave it. And so when you think of that, you holding your Bible in your hand or you hear preaching and it's not coming from man, it's coming from the Lord. And that's another reason why we should love it. It wasn't made up by men. So the way God gave us the Bible is called inspiration. We already read that. We won't turn back to it in 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. That's why we can take it as God's word. In church, we can believe it. God said it. We should believe it. And that settles it. And it really doesn't matter if we believe it or not. It's still settled in heaven. The Word of God is settled in heaven. It's purified 7 times. And it's preserved from generation to generation. It's forever. The Word of God will stand and because God did it. And when God does something, He does it right, doesn't He? And so I'm thankful for the Bible. That's why we should love it. Just more reasons. Beware when people say this. The Bible contains the Word of God. Be careful of that. Because it just doesn't contain the Word of God. The Bible is the Word of God. It is the Word of God. So if it contains the Word of God, what parts does it not contain? You see. And so you can pick up Christian books and Christian literature. And you'll see in there really quickly, won't you, what kind of versions they're speaking about and all these perverted versions and such. You should be very careful when you're reading a book and such and it doesn't have the King James Bible. And I'm not just talking about the New King James because that has omissions and different things in it. It's not good either. So get the old-fashioned King James Version, the one your grandma and your great-grandma had, and you'll be fine. But that should question, well, how do people do that? They're supposed to be Bible scholars and well-known pastors and preachers. How do they get up there and they speak out of these other versions and such? Well, it can only be one thing. They just lack knowledge. They lack understanding. And my people perish because of a lack of knowledge. And so there are a lot of these other versions out there, but you know what? You can't memorize it because they break up God's vernacular. They break up God's way of putting it and forming it in the Bible. My sister went to a ladies' Bible study, and the homework assignment was to memorize this passage of Scripture. She did it. The Lord helped her. She did it with ease. She came back, and the other women there did not have a King James Bible. My sister... was the only one that could give that passage back in memorization. You know why? Because she had the King James Bible. So you don't mess with something that God does. In fact, He'll tell you that over in the book of Revelation. Why don't we go there to the last? I wasn't going to even turn here. But why not? In Revelation, the last chapter. Don't He say something about that? Yeah. in verse 18. Revelation 22. All the way to the end. God's closing it out from Genesis to Revelation. In Revelation chapter 22. Please look with me in verse 18. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall what? Add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. That's a very solemn, sober warning, folks, right there. You know, the co-author of the NASB Bible, the New American Standard Bible, the co-author has recanted. He recanted in writing because he tampered with the King James Bible. It's in Gail Ripplinger's book, New Age Bible Versions. You can read his recant. But he said this, I'm in trouble with God. And things happened in his life, and you can find that, those testimonies. So all I'm saying is, this is God's holy scripture. It's the Word of God. And it's something we should uphold and love very dearly. It's God's breath. He's breathed. It's inspired of Almighty God. So beware when people say the Bible contains the Word of God. It is the Word of God. Okay, now I would just like to encourage you to go to the Word of God chapter, which is Psalm 19, the longest chapter in the Bible. Psalm 119. 119. Yeah. I just like us to read down through. We won't read the whole chapter, but we'll read some because it's good for you. It'll help you. I just showed you in Revelation chapter 1 where it'll be a blessing to your heart. So maybe you'll get blessed. Psalms 119. Where do I want to start? Why don't we start in verse 9? Come on, chapter 119. Let's start in verse 9. And I'll read down here so the Word of God will bless you to verse 18. We'll look up some more. Just remember, when you speak of the Word of God, there's other names given for it, like statutes, precepts, commandments. And it's all referring to the same thing. It's referring to God's holy Word, right? Okay, let's look at verse 9, and I'll read down here through verse 18. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. So it'll clean you up, help you. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. See, we really need to love the Bible, don't we? And stay with it, stay close to it. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. There's another word for the Bible. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies. There's another word. As much as in all riches. Do you love the Bible as much as all riches? Think of that. There's people in these countries like China and places underground, they have the Word of God, but if they get caught with it, they'll be thrown in prison. And there's not that many to go around. There's places that don't have the Word of God and they just hold it to their breast. They cry over it and they weep because they're so thankful when they get the Bible. And they have to take the pages out and spread it around. Spread it around because they don't have that many Bibles to go around. Let me continue to read here. He says in verse 15, I will meditate in thy precepts and I have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and what? Keep thy word. Open, this is the prayer, Brother Joshua, we should read, or we should pray every time we get ready to open the Bible. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Man, that's so good. Why don't we flip over and look at verse 89. Psalms 119, verse 89. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Forever. So it's going to be here, and it's faithful. Look at 105, verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. We think about that verse. Oh, I've read that verse. I've plowed through that verse so many times. But friends, we can't even have the right direction if we don't have the Word of God. Thy word, he says, is a lamp unto my feet. And as he gives light, like if you're in a dark wooded area or somewhere, you got a flashlight, some kind of lantern, you'll have some light and you'll walk in the light. See, he is in the light. We have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. But see, you'll as you go, as you walk in the light, He'll spread more light. So we need the Word of God to keep showing us the way in our life. And it'll be all the way till we get to heaven. Amen? Amen. And so just keep on remembering this verse. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I just don't know what to do about this situation. Well, get in here. Turn the light on, right? Find out which direction you should go. This old King James Bible. And He'll help you. Okay, we read that verse. Let's see, 133. Psalm 119, 133. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. 140. Go to 140. Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. How about 148? It's all good, but look here. Mine eyes prevent the night watches, that I might meditate in thy word. So not only read it, brothers and sisters in Christ, but think about it. Yep. As a cow cheweth the cud, camels chew the cud. Don't rabbits chew the cud? Are you breathing? Don't they sit there and chew? We ought to chew and meditate over and over again. What do they call that? Farmers ruminate or something like that? I don't know about goats. Do they have more than one stomach? They chew the cud? Goats? Yeah. Maybe not. They don't. Oh, cows do, yeah. And so we need, I'm not going to call you a cow, okay? But we need to keep chewing on it. Keep working on it. And really just take it to heart, because it's so good for us. 160. All these verses are so precious. The word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endure forever. And 163, I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. Wow, there's so many good ones, aren't there, in Psalm 119. 165, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. When I find people who are offended, the Bible says they don't really love thy law. So can we take it literal? Yes. We need to get back to the Bible. Amen. And if we got a problem with someone, we ought to just see what God says about us, because we have sin in our own life, don't we? And we don't need to look down our proud nose and just ask the Lord to help us. Amen. So many passages that deal with the Scripture. And I just hope today you'll love it more and read it more. If you take this Psalm 119, I think you'll get through it pretty quick if you just read 24 verses a day. You'll get right through it, won't you? And so I hope you're in your Bible. I hope you love your Bible. If you don't have a Bible, that's a good investment. You say, well, what am I going to get so-and-so for Christmas? Here would be a great gift right here. The Holy Scriptures, right? It's a great gift. Put their name on it. You can do that. And some of you have more than one Word of God. You know, it's good to pass them on. I've given several of my Bibles away to children or loved ones or friends. I've got my mom and dad's Bible many times over. And so, you know, pass it down. Let them see what you're all about in this Scripture and how you love it. Tell them about it. Just send them one. Send somebody a text today. I remember there was a couple in our church and they were struggling with a particular situation in their life, and it was a serious situation. And I was led of the Lord, Brother Jackson, to write him a letter, but I just didn't really know what to say in the letter. So I took a portion of the Scripture and I said, "Dear so-and-so," and I just gave the whole page of Scripture right there. And I said, "I sure do love you." I didn't say another word. I just let God say it. And you know what? That changed their life. And so sometimes we can say too much, can't we? And God says it all. And you can't argue with God, that's for sure. So I hope you love the Scripture more. We have a few minutes early here today, so let's stand together and be dismissed. Brother Jackson, will you dismiss us in prayer and help us to get ready for the service to come?